the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, The Soccer Shack, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another special edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. First of all, I thank Charlie Schiano for filling in for me last week, although Charlie doesn't fill in for anybody. He's his own man. Tonight, we're broadcasting once again live from the Italian-American Sport Club. Tonight, it's the Ravens kickoff dinner, the Rochester Ravens of the W League. We'll be speaking tonight to members of the Ravens, including the owner, Doug Miller. We're going to hear from the Rhinos CEO and President Pat Erkley. We're also going to talk to Chris Wilmot of the Rochester Lancers and the big announcement today about the MISL and the USL merging. And at the end of the show, we're going to have Rochester's Abby Wambach to talk about the big match on Sunday with Magic Jack against the Western New York Flash. And now, here's a proud Lancer alum himself, Joe Redcard Sirianni, our host.
Well, Andrew, it's so
I'm
good.
I'm not Charlie.
No, I know. Actually,
he's bigger
I was used
than
to
me.
I was used to calling Charlie last week, but welcome back, Andrew, first of all, and thanks to Charlie for filling in last week for you. He did a superb job this often. But I think that if we want to talk about soccer and we want to talk and we want to tell about what soccer is all about, it's for people like Bernie Iacovangelo that they go all out to put an affair like this to promote and honor soccer. And he did the Rhino, he did the Flash, and now he did the Ravens. So a lot of kudos to Bernie, because without him, probably, you know, he's got incentive. His staff is working very hard to put this event together, and you can't say too much about the guy.
I'll tell you what. And you know what, Joe? This is really Soccer Town USA, right here in Rochester, New York. We have two men's teams and two women's teams. No other city can say that. We've got the Rhinos, the Flash, the Ravens, and the Lancers. This is going to be an unbelievable year for soccer in Rochester. We're so proud to have all these great players, these great people, soccer people, giving the sport and presenting it to the fans here in town.
But it's not only the players. We have to give a lot of thanks to the fans that come to the stadium and buy their tickets and support soccer. You know, if it wasn't for them, there would be no soccer, because you know it takes money to bring all these players to town. It takes an effort by the ownership and investment. You know, the caliber of soccer that is played in Rochester right now is tremendous. We got the women team that, you know, the Ravens, of course, that they're going to play at the Quasna Stadium starting next Sunday, I believe. And you know, they've been the number one women team in Rochester up until now. Now the women professional soccer is here on a higher level with the biggest stars in the world. So. And then you got the Rhinos, of course, which it's an entity by itself, and they have a big reputation going back to '96, where, you know, when we won all the championship at Ercole and all the guys that came. But above all, I think that we are very lucky too, because you know there is no other time that has two radio shows that talk about soccer,
and a newspaper that really covers the sport.
And we are proud that we happen to be Soccer Kick in the Grass, thanks to Charlie Schiano, has been one of the original soccer show, the premier soccer show that promoted soccer in Rochester. Well, so, Andrew, we have a big reputation. We have a long reputation in soccer with the Lancers and all the teams that are following. And above all, we have all these young girls over here tonight that are playing soccer, and not only the players, but we also have the fans, the little girls that are going to the game, and they're going to be stars in the future.
That's right. And we got to mention that we're focusing on Rochester soccer tonight. Dick Howard is going to be off again this week. We wish Dick all the best in his travels. He's going to be in Aruba next Monday night. So our good buddy Dick Howard, of course, former member of the Rochester Lancers. So we're going to put aside the international game. Man, you won the English Premiership. Wait till next year. Chelsea will get it back again.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing that I forgot to mention, that when you talk about soccer in Rochester, you can't say enough about a guy that he earned the name Soccer Saint. No, he is the guy that
he's right
passionate.
Over there.
He is very passionate about the game. He is a guy that I known when he was a little kid, you know, that he was following the Lancers in those days. And he's here tonight with a big news.
And certainly we'll talk about that. Well, again, Chris Wilmot's going to represent the Lancers tonight. Sam's busy mingling. We've got to let him do his personable stuff. So we'll get to Chris Wilmot a little bit later in the show, and Abby Wambach. We'll have Pat Erickley down, as we mentioned. I want to mention also, again, this coming Friday, the Rhinos in action against Orlando City, the former Austin Aztecs. Steve Donner makes his return to Rochester at kickoff at 7:30. The Flash against Magic Jack Sunday at 7 o'clock. Get your tickets. It's going to be a big turnout. They're expecting sunny and 80 degrees on Sunday. No excuse, all you Rochester fans who've been sitting home because of the weather. It's going to be perfect weather to see the two best women's club teams in the world playing right here in Rochester. And one of those gals, of course, Abby Wambach, will have on her show a little later on.
Well, how can you go wrong? I mean, if you stay home and don't come and see this game, you're going to miss something. Don't watch it on television. Soccer is good, you know, when it's live, because you see the whole perspective of the game. You don't see just what the camera shows you.
That's
so
right.
So, for all intent and purpose, be at the game, be at Selling Stadium, and enjoy the game.
And then be at Aquinas on Saturday the 28th at 3 p.m. Tape the cup final with Man U against Barcelona. Watch it later. Come out and see the Ravens take on one of the best women's teams in the W League, the Ottawa Fury, the former champions team that Rochester's Western New York Flash Kelly Parker played on that team at
exactly,
one time.
Exactly.
So it's an excellent team. They're playing 3 o'clock Sunday, or Saturday the 20th at Aquinas. $5 tickets for everybody. So we'll talk to the Ravens players in just a moment. We'll take our first break. We'll be back here live from the Italian American Sport Club in a moment here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Becky Edwards, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Here comes that rainy day feeling again.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball girl opportunities, season, and group ticket specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. Get struck.
Come see the Flash at Salem Stadium this Sunday at 7 p.m. against Abby Wambach and Magic Jack SC.
The Western New York Flash experience the best.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are ready for action in their 16th season. The Rhinos' next home match is Friday, May 20th at 7:30 against Orlando City SC. 2011 Rhinos season tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Single game tickets and group sale discounts are available. Get the complete 2011 schedule by visiting the Rhinos' website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of the Rhinos' action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Batiste here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. Coming up a little bit, we'll have Chris Wilmot, the owner of the Rochester Lancers, talk about the big merger with the MISL and the USL I-League, and Abby Wambach at the end of the show. But Joe, we have two lovely ladies here with us to talk about the Rochester Ravens.
Let me tell you, I don't know what to ask them because I'm enchanted by their beauty, so I'm kind of, you know.
You better stick to men's soccer. Your blood pressure is going to go up. The calves are bony and your table last week.
You know, there's one thing about soccer. Is that the women's soccer, the girls that are playing soccer, not only they know how to play soccer, but they're also good looking. And that's a plus. You know.
Well, my wife says the men are good looking, so I guess
it depends how you look at it.
Yeah,
but
I guess so.
Well, we're very happy kicking the grass.
We're very happy to have with us two of the members of the Rochester Ravens, one a veteran of Rochester women's soccer. She played last year with the Ravens and also played for the Rochester Rhinos women's team, Erica Henderson, and also joining us, a very familiar name to many soccer fans, the last name definitely. She is the granddaughter of Frank Tata and the daughter of Pat Tata, both who played pro soccer right here in Rochester. Brianna Tata is with us as well. Gals, thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Well, let's start with Erica. This is your second season with the Ravens. How are things coming together this season? And I know that you guys want to keep improving on last season's record. I know it's tough with those Canadian teams. They're all very strong, but I know you guys are going to come out and give your all in 2011.
Yeah, as a person, I actually played with Toronto 2 years ago, so I kind of know what they bring, and they're all physical, they're all great players. But, I mean, compared to last season, we did so much better last season than we did the year before, and we're just looking for constant improvement. And we started off today, we got up at 5:30 this morning, we were out there, we were kicking the ball around, doing great things, and then we had our conditioning this afternoon, and I think we did awesome, and I'm just looking forward to continuing and progressing throughout the season.
Brianna, you know, I go to you because you got the name that I'm very familiar with. I know I was a trainer for the Lancers. Your grandfather was one of the guys that the original, you know, the pioneers, okay? So, you know, the family name goes a long way. And not only because the name, but because your uncles, your grandfather, all great players. And now you're playing, I noticed that you play in a key position, midfield. You're an attacking midfielder, am I correct?
Yep.
So, as an attacking midfielder, you have the responsibility and and the obligation to create. And so tell me about your position, why you chose that position.
I've just played it for such a long time, ever since I was little, and I just really love when I get the ball, I want to look up and find my forwards in front of me, and it just I'm just used to playing it. I've played it for so long. So.
Now, Joe, I don't know. I know Pat was a forward. Where did Frank play?
No, Frank was a left wing.
Okay.
No, right wing. Sal Martello was a left wing.
Okay, so no. All the Tatas, they like to put the ball in the back of the net.
Oh, yeah. No, Frank was a great player. He scored a lot of goals. He had a kick you cannot believe. But he had in the old days when we played the Lancers, he had a great a midfield that supplied him the ball all the time. So he was very, very good, and he did a lot of good things for soccer, as they do right now. Not only because he follows the game, but look at there, he's producing something that is going to carry on the name.
What have you learned from your father and your grandfather about playing?
Tenacity.
Yeah, I just think soccer is just a big part of my family, and it's even more important to me. I'm the only female in my family who plays at this high of a level, and I love going out. I love whenever my dad used to still play a few years back. He's getting a little bit old now, but when he used to play.
He's younger than me, so be careful.
I used to go watch him there, and I just would love even watching him older now, and I wish I could have seen him play back then, because everyone tells me like how great of a player he was.
Well, he played against the Rochester Flash played against Ajax of Amsterdam, one of the greatest teams in the world. He played against Ronald Koeman and the all those great players from that era. Frank Rijkaard was on that team, and I was the statistician for the Flash. I remember they had a big party afterwards, and just having the guys be able to meet those players. And Erica, you played against a lot of the great women players, or the members of the Canadian national team who played in the W League. Tell us about how you see the league this year, especially compared to the WPS. What is the differences between the two leagues?
I mean, there's huge differences between the two. Do I think the level that we're playing at is a great level, and the speed of play is quicker than what we would get in just a regular women's league? But the WPS is a whole nother level. I've been to two of the games so far, and I plan on going to many more, but the speed of play, not only just with the ball, just mentally, their ability to, you know, switch the field. And I think going through the W League really is going to help anyone who wants to try for that level. You know, it brings in that speed of play, that learning, because younger players learn through the W League to play faster and potentially move up to that higher level.
There are definitely some top-level players in the W League. I remember during the Japan-US game, they mentioned one of the Japanese players.
A couple of them, actually.
Played for the FC Indiana. Mm-hmm. So there's some national team stars. Again, the Canadian teams, they have a number of Canadian players as well.
Even my college team, I have a girl, Brianna McCarthy. She played with the Lynx for me, and she's 19, and she was playing up with the Canadian national team for the World Cup. I don't know if she's actually playing now, but she's done very well. So that's just another example.
Brianna, you know, having the women professional, and follow up on the question that we talked about before, how do you see, you know, having the Martha and the girls that are over here, how do you see what effect will they have? And girls like you, for instance, that you're playing professional soccer and you're doing very well, your aspiration, and the younger girls, what motivation do you think that's going to cause?
Well, I think looking at our team now, I think we have a young team this year compared to previous years. And I just think, even for me, like, speed of play is going to be even faster probably than in college. So that's going to be definitely something that we're going to have to, especially in the midfield, have to work on and connecting with our teammates. So,
is your goal to move up and go play with the national team?
The national team, I don't know. That's really high up there.
Well, that's the
aspiration. Always trying to improve to go up to the next level.
Very good. We're here with Erica Henderson and Brianna Tata from the Rochester Ravens. One last question. We're going to bring Mr. Miller in, because we got certainly a lot to talk to him about. But how do you see the league this year, especially the teams you're playing against, the Ottawa Furies, the Toronto Lynxes? We got the London Griffins now, I believe.
Yeah, they're back in it this year.
They're back in. Laval Comets, Hamilton, Quebec City. I asked Doug earlier if everybody has their passports already, because every team in the Ravens division is a Canadian team.
Yeah, it's one of the new creations that extends suspended license, and you don't even need the passport anymore.
Always good to have a passport, though, if you want to go overseas.
Oh, absolutely.
Then we'll lay you back, so make sure you have the passport.
Yeah.
But you know, it's going to be tough. I say the Canadian teams are really strong. They have a different style of play, a much more physical, as you mentioned.
It's much more physical style of play. It's very fast. It's not necessarily very technical, but it's fast and it's physical. And that's something that we don't necessarily do here. We're not always the most physical, and we are more technical. So
it'd be interesting to contrast and set. Of course, the last thing, you guys are playing at Aquinas. Both of you went to Aquinas, obviously very familiar. How does that feel to you guys playing where you played in high school?
I think it's kind of bittersweet because we only played there one game last year, and I haven't played there in 4 years. We're all coming back.
You're a bit younger, Brianna. So.
Yeah, I just graduated last year, so I'm really excited, though. There's a few Aquinas alumni, so I'm really excited to play with all of them again, and it's going to be really good. Like, we did really well there, and we'll be able to connect together, I think.
Well, guys, we want to thank you for being on the show. We're really looking forward to seeing you in action again. The first game is at home is on Saturday the 28th against Ottawa, one of the best teams in the league. And I said, everybody, tape the European Cup Championship and come out to see the Ravens. You can watch the game later.
Absolutely.
Guys, thank you very much for being on the show.
Good luck. And
thank you very much.
Erica Henderson and also Brianna Tata here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We're going to have Doug Miller joining us in just a moment. Joe, I know that we're all looking forward to seeing the Ravens in action. And again, very personable young ladies who are the future of soccer.
Now, let me tell you, you know, if you really look at soccer and what the people that invest their money, like Doug Miller and, you know, and Sam and all those people, I think there's a big future and there is a hope that soccer is going to be able to be, you know, what we expect.
We're seeing the future of soccer right in front of us as two young ladies are getting Brianna's autographs. So I tell you, it's something even for the gals and the Ravens. They're all very popular, and they are really reaching out to the young folks who are the next generation. And
exactly.
I know the gentleman who's joining us right now is certainly very much interested in the next generation of soccer. He's the owner of Doug Miller Soccer, the owner of the Rochester Ravens, and a all-star alumni, Hall of Famer in his own right, Doug Miller joins us. Thanks for being on the show, Doug. And by the way, thanks also again for being a sponsor of our show.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I thank you for letting me be a part of it. And, you know, I just want to see our community grow in soccer and give these girls as well as boys an opportunity to play at the next level.
Well, Doug, you know, as we were talking before, it takes people like you that put their money where the mouth is, so to speak, because you put your money in there to form a team and to support the team. At the end of the day, though, you know, soccer in Rochester is really progressing. We have three professional teams, you know, the men team and two women team now.
So far,
I'm talking about the one that is operational. So, you know, I think that it speaks a lot for the city. It speaks a lot for the people people like you that invest their money. So tell us a little bit what you see as an investor, not as a soccer player, as an investor in the game.
Hi, Dick Howard, a very interested listener always at WYSL, and I get my kicks in the grass courtesy of Joe Siriani.
Your local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1
and News Power 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak, is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball Girl Opportunities, Season, and Group Ticket Specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. Get struck.
For tickets, call the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The Rochester Rhinos are ready for action in their 16th season. The Rhinos' next home match is Friday, May 20th at 7:30 against Orlando City SC. 2011 Rhinos season tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Single game tickets and group sale discounts are available. Get the complete 2011 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of the Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Edcard Siriani. As you can hear in the background, we're at the Italian American Sport Club and the Rochester Ravens kickoff dinner. Bernie Iacovangelo is currently introducing the dignitaries at the head table, Joe. So just trying to keep it a little bit quiet here.
Yeah,
but
we're just
we're going to get Chris Wilmot in just a second. And we're going to talk about the Rochester Lancers and the merging of the USL and the MISL. It's a huge bit of news that came out today. And Chris Wilmot's going to join us in just a second as soon as he gets his headset on. And there's Chris. And Chris's appearance tonight is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria. More than 20 locations in the Rochester area. One phone number, 234-5555. Chris, thanks for being with us, and congratulations. This is a major bit of news for all fans of soccer, especially indoor soccer.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, we really appreciate it. It's a very exciting day.
Well, Chris, you know, that we've been reading about, you know, the Lancers, and of course, you know, the name Lancer brings a lot of memories to me. And, you know, I'm very proud to be a Lancer, and I hope that, you know, you guys do the same thing that we did in the past. But tell us a little bit what's going on. I mean, you guys got a big announcement. So, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. And you know, frankly, we hope we can live up to the legacy that people like you established in this town for the Lancers and for Rochester soccer fans. The major indoor soccer league, the MISL, as you know, merged with the USL. In fact, the USL, the United Soccer League, where the Rhinos play, they actually acquired the MISL brand. So what we have going on now is we have four existing MISL teams coming together with three I-League teams. There will be no I-League, but Rochester, Syracuse, and Norfolk are now in the MISL as of today. So we'll have a minimum of 7 teams starting at the Blue Cross Arena in November, possibly an 8th for the first season, and we're looking for possibly 4 more, 12 teams total in the first 2 seasons. So we're very optimistic. We think we're bringing the marquee brand for indoor soccer in the U.S. here to Rochester.
And Chris, one of the teams in the MISL from last year, I believe it was the Illinois-based franchise.
Yes.
It did not join. Is there any reason for that happening?
And I'm not going to hide anything from listeners or, you know, as the president of the team, I'm going to be very straight and honest with people. The financial model that the MISL was using for a number of years wasn't in keeping with what some of the teams that were in the league could spend on player payroll, for instance, insurance, and other costs that were becoming quite high. So there was a team in Chicago that will not be coming back to the MISL. I think there was a team in Rockford, Illinois that you might be referring to also. Omaha will not be coming back. But we do have Missouri. They're headquartered in Independence, Missouri, but they play close to Kansas City. The Missouri Comets. Wichita, they were on a hiatus. They're coming back. We have Baltimore Blast, and we have Milwaukee Wave, and again, as I said, Rochester, the Norfolk Sharks, and then Syracuse. Syracuse will be making their own separate announcement later this week. So, again, 7 strong teams, but we think the player payroll and the cost for this new MISL will be more in keeping with what teams can afford, and with, frankly, we're in a national recession in this country. We have to be a little careful what we charge customers and what we pay players and our costs as a team.
So you're going to play the games where at the War Memorial, Blue Cross Arena?
That's correct. Yeah, we'll have minimum 12 home games. We'll probably have 1 or 2 exhibitions. If we're fortunate enough to make the playoffs in the first year, we'll have more than 12 games. But yes, 12 home, 12 away games.
Now, Chris, one of the things I know that was part of the basis for the I-League was a regional outlook for the teams to cut down on travel costs. Obviously, you do have Syracuse, which is a help, but the rest of the games, especially the teams in the Midwest, you're going to have to fly to those. Is that going to have any impact financially?
Well, you know, it will have an impact. I mean, we're going to try to be real careful with the scheduling. You know, Baltimore is about 360 miles. Norfolk is 575 miles. Milwaukee's just over 600. So there are some challenges with travel. We want more teams in the future that are a little closer to make this not so much a bus league, but to make our division, in a sense, a bus league so that we don't have to fly everywhere. So we're going to, you know, Sam Fantuzzo and I are going to be keeping a very close eye on travel costs and trying to find those bargains wherever we can and do some barter deals.
Well, Chris, you know, to form a team, of course, it takes money, but then you got to have the staff. Have you guys got a coach yet?
We are, in the next week and a half to 2 weeks, we'll be making a major announcement on a coaching selection. So we have been talking to 2 potential prospective coaches. Sam and I and the board of directors have decided on 1. We won't announce that tonight, but we will be announcing that very soon. And because it's you two, we'll be giving you the scoop, I'm sure. But that announcement should come within, I'd say, 10 days to 2 weeks at the most, yes.
What about players? Are we going to be looking to get players from the existing MISL player pool, or are we going to be trying to maybe get some players who are playing currently in the USL Pro League?
You know, certainly a mixture, but my emphasis as president, and I think I can speak for Sam too, is to really focus on those former Rochester Rhinos players that are still in incredibly good shape, that missed the game. As you know, one of the main reasons the Rhinos won so many championships and the Lamar Hunt Cup back in the late 90s was because we had former indoor players who knew how to sprint and were fast and knew how to pass the ball, and that's why we were a scoring machine in those days. So we're looking at some of those players. I think we may end up signing 3 former Rhinos as players, and we're also looking at some other local talent. And if there are MISL players or USL players out there that we don't know about yet, we'll certainly talk to them.
I know. Also, Chris, you look at the teams that are playing. These are the legendary teams of indoor soccer. The Baltimore Blast. Pat Erkley is a member of their Hall of Fame. He played for years with the Baltimore Blast. Milwaukee Wave with guys like Greg Howes, who played right here in Rochester. A team has won many championships. The Missouri Comets, formerly, I guess you call them the Kansas City Comets, were also the MISL. I imagine Wichita is the Wichita Wings.
Yes.
So people remember from the old MISL days. And you were talking about the Lancers, the old Lancers who played for the New York Arrows back in the day with John Popovich as the coach, and Val Tuksha played on that team. Bronco Sagoda. I mean, these are guys that, you know, this is going back into the late 70s when the MISL got started. This is a league that just drew tremendous support from around the country. In the current MASL, they were doing very well in those specific cities that really had that tradition of indoor soccer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Baltimore, as you mentioned, Baltimore Blast, I mean, you would have to identify them as the stalwart of the MISL,
right.
And their owner. But, you know, since 1978, as you know, the MISL has been around. It had a brief hiatus in the 90s, but came back strong in the new millennium in the year 2000 and has been going strong ever since. So, I mean, are there challenges? Are we in a recession? Absolutely. But we think this is, you know, this is the NFL of indoor soccer, the MISL, and we think that we can only bring a strong tradition of the Rochester Lancers, who won the championship, as you well know, and we're pleased and honored, and we can't wait to play at the Blue Cross Arena. We have a superior facility to play at, and you know, we invite everybody to come out in November, and we think if you come once, you'll come back. It's a very exciting game, the indoor game. No offsides, you can play off the boards and the glass, as you know, and you can it's like hockey, you can substitute during play.
It's a good game. It's American soccer, it really is. It's not the same as we play internationally, which is futsal, which plays with a very low bouncing ball in a gymnasium setting. This is truly the American game of soccer.
Exactly.
That was developed by
just
Americans.
Like hockey. I mean, they got, you know, the offsides, they got
no
everything.
Just
like in hockey.
You're not getting any fights.
I'm a fan
either.
Of hockey.
Oh yeah, I mean, I was raised in hockey too, and I used to play it a little bit, not organized, but it's an amazing game. The scoring's a little more like lacrosse, a little more scoring than hockey, but very similar. The playing surface is 200 feet by 80 feet. But again, I think the boards and the glass make it special.
Well, Chris, I just got one question for you. I mean, your endeavor, and you always been a soccer person. Or
yes.
Is it just a new venture for you?
No, actually, I started playing soccer in seventh grade. I played in summer leagues. I played in school in the Pittsburgh School District. I've been to two World Cups, Detroit in 94 and Germany in 06, and I was a former owner of the Rhinos. So I live and breathe the game ever since I was about, I guess, about 13 years old, yeah.
Well, my other question is, when does the season start and when it finishes?
The first game will be in very early November, and the games run until approximately mid to late February, then the playoffs start. So what's great about our league and our team, we believe, is many of our games will start at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoons. We think that's a very good time. We all know that in Rochester, especially when the sun goes down pretty early in the wintertime, a lot of people want to stay home on maybe a snowy winter's night, but 2 o'clock is a good start time, and we believe that we'll provide a superior product that will attract a lot of fans, and especially families. It's a family-friendly game.
Well, I believe that the indoor game is more conducive to family play. It's played in the winter time where there isn't much to do outside of you can only go and skiing or something like that. But if you're not a fan of the outdoor, you surely can go in. You can go inside and watch the beautiful game of soccer, because the indoor game is more conducive to short passes, quick runs, and it's great. So I know that it's going to be successful, and I wish you guys a lot of luck, and I'm waiting to find out who the coach is.
Well, I really appreciate it very much, and you know, we'll have some exciting announcements in the next couple of weeks, and thank you so much for having me on the show tonight, and congrats to Mr. Miller, who's sitting next to me, and the Rochester Ravens. What a great team, and Doug's done so much for this community and for soccer. So,
he was a good player indoor and outdoor.
Are you
the
reserving the number 19 possibly?
I'll let Doug answer that. But let's say if Doug made any decisions, we would be honored to talk to him and talk to him about playing for the Lancers. But that's up to Doug.
You got to get that achievement. So,
Chris, thanks for being on the show. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon about the big announcements with the Lancers.
Thank you so much. Thanks to both of you.
You don't want to tell us, do you, the coaches, the candidates?
I can't yet. I wish I could. I really wish I could.
Joe,
Sam would kill me.
I try.
Thanks, Chris. Okay. Chris Wilmot, one of the owners of the Rochester Lancers here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We're back with Doug Miller now. And, Doug, sorry about the technical difficulties. When somebody picks the phone up in the kitchen, we get cut off the air. So
I can understand that.
But we're back. We want to finish up with you. And then Pat, we're going to join Pat Erkley in just a moment. But I know that the finish up with the Ravens, the team's going to be, I think it'll be very exciting this year. And again, it gives the young players of they're more age to look up to. And the young girls who are here, they're all getting the autographs. I'm sure it thrills the players as well that they're being recognized as a talented group of ladies who are playing in a W league that is numerous teams and really is it's the second level of women's soccer under the WPS.
Yeah, I mean, right now, you know, the Flash, you know, playing the WPS, but the Canadian teams that play in our league have national team players playing there. I mean, we play in the toughest division, and that's where Buffalo, you know, played, you know, which was now the Flash. So we expose these girls to really talented teams and quality players, and it only helps in their growth.
Well, Doug, we appreciate you coming on. Appreciate you inviting us to this dinner. We're very happy to be broadcasting live here from the Sport Club. And if any news comes out about a possible indoor soccer venture, be sure to let us know, okay?
You guys will be the first to know, but don't count it out.
Thanks a lot, Doug. Doug Miller here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, the owner of the Rochester Ravens. Their first game is this Sunday in Toronto, and then their first home game Saturday, the 28th, 3 p.m. against the Ottawa Fury. And speaking of indoor soccer and outdoor soccer, the Baltimore Blast and the Rochester Rhinos, we're joined now by Pat Erkley. And Pat, obviously the big announcement with the MISO and the Baltimore Blast going to be playing right here in Rochester next year. That's got to be very exciting for you.
This is what, take five now? MISL, I obviously played in it a long time ago. Yeah. So I mean, you know, it's again an interest in soccer, keeping soccer available to the fans. You know, we had a period there where there wasn't any soccer here in Rochester. So I think it's important for everybody to realize, hey, if we want soccer to stay in this community, we do have to go out and support it. And here's another opportunity during the winter when, you know, we're hibernating in this area.
Watching City on EPL.
I mean, especially when it's raining outside. That's the one thing about...
But in the wintertime, you got the snow, so...
Yeah, I mean, but that's the one thing about having an indoor team that, you know, it doesn't affect you when the weather in regards to who's going to be coming to the game. So,
exactly. Well, Pat, let's talk about the Rhinos. Big win on Saturday against Antigua, a team that came in here winning six in a row and outscored their opponents 12-0. They're doing tremendously well, but the Rhinos really dominated play for, I think, 80 minutes out of the 90, and it was a great result.
I said this to Rob last year, the owner of the team, that I wanted to make sure he understood we brought Bob Lilly in here, but I said he's always notoriously a slow starter. And last year he got out of the gate so quickly that he proved me wrong. But this year, you know, that again, he's the typical, he wants to take a look at everybody. He wants to see what ability and what options he has with everybody, and he gives people opportunity to be on the field in game situations. And, you know, our game in Harrisburg probably could have gotten a different result, but again, that was a game where he wanted to look at some individuals, and now he has a better feel for what everybody can bring to the table. There's a lot of positives to that. A little bit different than I was, because I hardly ever did that. you know, he's got a different coaching style, but he's been very successful over the years.
And Harrisburg proved themselves. They tied Richmond. Reverse points Richmond has dropped all season. So Harrisburg's a quality side. Former Rhino Chase Harrison in the goal. Guy who's played, you know, on MLS side. So they're a good team. There's no weak team in this league, despite what happened with Antigua and Los Angeles losing to Charlotte, the bottom team in the other conference. But, Joe, I tell you, I think the Rhinos are turning the corner. This has been a big match on Friday. I'm looking forward to seeing Orlando City coming in here.
Me too. Just briefly, Pat, you know, soccer in Rochester is so, you know, it's full. How do you see the success of soccer in Rochester?
Well, I mean, like us this week, I mean, we have, it's not just soccer, it's all the sporting events that are out there. I mean, at Salem Stadium this week, we have ourselves, actually, we have a school day on Thursday. So we have 1,500 kids coming to the stadium to watch us practice and have a little scrimmage. Friday we play against Orlando at 7:30, and we have dollar hot dogs and dollar beer that night. Saturday we have lacrosse at the stadium, you know, at 7 o'clock, and the same thing, dollar beer, dollar hot dogs for the first hour and a half. And then you have Abby Wambach coming to town on Sunday. So
things that fans have brought up. Number one, the USL Championship match is scheduled for Labor Day weekend. However, every year the Salem Stadium, the stadium is host to the Drummond Bugle Corps Championships. Will that possibly cause us not to host the championship if we got that far?
There's a chance. I think, though, it could be played on the 2nd. I think it's the Friday, maybe the 2nd.
Okay, so that's
so
good news.
I guess the league will have to determine based upon who's in the final and, you know, venues and basically attendances. And, you know, they'll look at everything and make a determination whether playing Friday here maybe better than playing on a Saturday somewhere else.
Okay, and then the other question is the U.S. Open Cup. I've been looking. There's been no announcements about matchups in the first round where the Rhinos will be entering. Any news on that?
I haven't heard anything myself. As a matter of fact, I've been so busy with all the events that are going on at the stadium. But I did kind of look at that a couple of days ago and realized that I got to get a better feel for what's going on. I haven't heard anything.
The first game is supposed to be June 14th, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So hopefully that'll be here. We haven't determined that yet either. But I know for one, I'm hoping a certain team with David Beckham and Landon Donovan might be matched up against us. They are definitely in one of the eight MLS teams. And after Beckham's goal on Saturday, where he buried it in the top corner,
you can tell that he's a Beckham fan.
Yeah. Well, you got Thierry Henry too. I wouldn't mind seeing him here.
I don't think they're in it actually. I think they got knocked out.
Oh, they did get knocked out.
Got knocked out. Yep. So we'll have to see what happens. Pat, I know you want to get over to have some delicious pasta. So thanks for being with us. We'll see you on Friday night.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Pat. Pat Erkley here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and we're always very happy to have Pat on the show. And Joe, we're running out of time. We have Abby Wambach in our final segment, but we'll let everybody know that we're going to interview some more Ravens players and put the interviews up on our website at soccerisakickinthegrass.com later on this evening.
Very good. And Andrew, welcome back to the show, and thank you for everything.
Oh, no problem. We're going to come back next. We will be joined by Rochester's own Abby Wambach, who will be in town this Sunday as Magic Jack takes on the Western New York Flash at Salem Stadium, 7 o'clock. Broadcasting live from the Italian American Sport Club, this is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports meter, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are ready for action in their 16th season. The Rhinos' next home match is Friday, May 20th at 7:30 against Orlando City SC. 2011 Rhinos season tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Single game tickets and group sale discounts are available. Get the complete 2011 schedule by visiting the Rhinos' website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of the Rhinos' action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HahnAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball girl opportunities, season, and group ticket specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. Get struck.
Come see the Flash at Salem Stadium this Sunday at 7 p.m. against Abby Wambach and Magic Jack SC. The Western New York Flash experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, live from the Italian American Sport Club and the Rochester Ravens Dinner. And Joe, we have the most famous alumni of the Rochester Ravens on the line, somebody who you broadcasted back in 1997.
A few years ago. I had the privilege of with Charlie Shannon to interview Abby Wambach when she played with the Ravens at that time, and who ever knew that she would be a national player, an idol of all the people, and above all a Rochesterian. That brings a lot of kudos to soccer in Rochester and to soccer in general.
Well, we have with us on the line now, live from Cary, North Carolina. She trains with the U.S. Women's National Team, Rochester's Abby Wambach. And Abby's appearance is brought to you by the Soccer Shack, where you get your U.S. Women's National Team gear and WPS gear. The number is 244-1460. Abby, thanks for taking a few minutes to be with us on the show tonight.
No problem. How's it going, guys?
Oh, we're getting full from dinner here at the Italian American Sport Club. I know that I'm sure you wish you were here dining with us, but I know you're busy with the national team. But we're all looking forward to this Sunday. It's a date circled on all our calendars when your Magic Jack side comes into town to take on the Western New York Flash. Tell us about your thoughts about coming back to Rochester and playing at the stadium in front of many, many of your fans.
Well, first of all, I'm just so excited to be back in my hometown. I've got so many friends and family that are coming to the game. I hear the game is going to be pretty packed, so you got to get your tickets pretty soon. And the other thing is my brother Matt's opening up his new restaurant, The Back Nine, so I'm excited for him this week. It's going to be an exciting week for the Wambach family.
That's great, baby, but, you know, we are so proud of you, and you cannot imagine, because you bring glory to our Rochester and glory to soccer and to Mercy High School, where that's your alma mater. But tell us a little bit about facing the Flash, which is a pretty good team.
Well, we know that the New York Flash, the Western New York team, is obviously the top of the table. They're in the league and they're in the lead, and we want to catch them. So this is going to be a big game for us. They obviously have some of the best players and finishers in the world in their front three. And, I've got some friends on that team, so it's going to be an exciting game.
And we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to seeing all of the Magic Jack team. There's seven members of the national team, including yourself on the side, including a former guest of ours, Hope Solo, who had a shutout Japan on Saturday, a match where you had a goal and an assist. That was a great match. I watched it up in the press box during the Rhinos match. You were named the woman of the match with the goal and the assist. And I think your goal really turned that game around, because Japan was really taking it to you guys the first part of the match.
Yeah, I think it took us about 20-25 minutes to get going. I don't know what the deal was, but as soon as we got a little bit of the cobwebs left off our legs, we were able to do some things, get that ball in the box, obviously finish a couple goals, and the thing is we're really trying to sort some stuff out leading into the World Cup, and the only way we can figure that out is, in fact, in a game environment. So playing these games against Japan and then our send-off game against Mexico are going to be really crucial for us, so that we can learn the things that we need to sort out before this World Cup starts.
But, Abby, the World Cup is coming up in Germany, and you know, you're one of the players that is the most experienced, and you're following in the footsteps of Mia Hamm. What is your role in the team? That you're the most senior and the most renowned player in the team. What responsibility do you have in that?
I think that my responsibilities obviously are, you know, I'm a goal scorer, so I want to be a presence in the 18-yard box for my team. I want to score as many goals as I possibly can. The other thing is obviously the leadership factor. Having the experience that I have and having scored goals in big games like I have, I think it's time for some of these young kids to step up, and the only way to do it is to encourage them and show them that they're good enough. They're ready for this experience and the challenge ahead of them.
Well, that's very great. It's great to really and fortunate for the people that are coming up in the team, the younger player that's going to be able to learn from you.
Abby, speaking of younger players, you got your start with the Rochester Ravens. Tell us about that experience back when you were still in high school.
Well, you know, the Ravens, it was a semi-pro team, well, kind of pro team. They took care of some players that were wanting to play post-college, and I was, I think, in high school. I didn't even know what years, in fact, I played. But it was a great time. I had so much fun because even some of those girls were women that I looked up to growing up in Rochester. You know, the Vogel sisters and just a bunch of other players that were instrumental in my development. So that was a great time for me. Got me a little bit of the experience that I would soon be able to call my job and career. So it's been a lot of fun.
Well, Abby, we really appreciate you being on with us tonight. I know you're really tied up with the national team. You're on a very tight schedule, but we're all going to be watching you on Wednesday on ESPN2 as U.S. faces Japan once again, and then right here in town on Sunday, 7 o'clock kickoff at Salem Stadium as your Magic Jack team comes in to take on the Western New York Flash. We wish you all the best of luck. Not too much luck on Sunday, though, but it's the best thing. You score a goal and the Flash do well. As long as it's a great game, that's the important thing. But thanks again, and we'll look forward to seeing you Sunday.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. Abby Wambach here live on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. That'll do it for our show this evening. We want to thank all of our guests. We want to thank Chris Wilmot, Pat Erkely, Doug Miller, members of the Ravens. Ravens start their season this Sunday on the road in Toronto. Their first home game is Saturday the 28th against the Ottawa Fury, 3 p.m. at Aquinas. And don't forget again, Magic Jack against the Flash Sunday, 7 p.m. And Friday, it's the Rhinos and Orlando City, 7:30. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni and Bob D'Angelo with the WYSL Control. Be with us next Monday for our regular edition of Soccer is Kicking the Grass here on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.